This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Preliminary hearings for the person accused of killing five people and injuring 19 others at Club Q last year began this morning. Two witnesses from the Colorado Springs Police Department shed light on items found at the scene and at the alleged shooter's home. They included targets with bullet holes, various items used to build guns, as well as ammunition. One of the targets had a bullseye on top of rainbow colors. The hearing is set to continue through Friday. Website developer Wix is the latest tech company to lay off employees in Colorado. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
In a letter to the state, Wix says it cut 62 employees at its Denver office. The company also cut jobs in San Francisco, Miami, and Austin. Most of the roles in Denver were in the team lead and general experts categories. It's the latest in a wave of layoffs in the tech sector. Other tech companies cutting jobs in Colorado in recent months include Twitter and internet provider Starry. Wix blamed the layoffs on unforeseen business circumstances. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Most of the Front Range and Eastern Plains are under a wind chill advisory tonight through tomorrow morning as a storm blows through the state. The National Weather Service says temperatures could hit 25 below zero in some parts of the plains. Metro Denver could see lows around negative 15. This is CPR News. In Denver, it's 6 degrees, Vail 26.